Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, May 29. In light of this week's news, I've decided to make today's meditation a spiritual retreat. Those of you who have been on spiritual retreat might consider this as a condensed version of what you have experienced in person. Those who have never had this experience might begin by thinking about what you would pack for a weekend spiritual retreat at a monastery. Would you pack your journal and a pen, a devotional book, a book of poetry, a Bible? So, you have arrived at the retreat house, parked your car, and turned off your smartphone and placed it in the glove compartment. You are wearing your most comfortable clothes and shoes, and have just been shown to your room by the host of the retreat house. Now, you are alone. There is a bed and a writing desk and chair beside a window. What's the view from the window? How do you feel as you unpack your small bag with its change of clothes and a few other things you have brought? Have a seat on the side of the bed. Close your eyes. You are safe. You are in sacred space on hallowed ground. Let it out. Unpack your pain and heartache, just as you unpacked the other things. Let it out. Rise now and leave your room. Walk through the silent retreat house. Look into the library. past the small refectory where you will take your meals in silence. Step outside into the carefully tended gardens. A well-worn path seems to beckon. Take it. Just walk. Just breathe. Just listen. Just be. What do you hear? What do you see? It has begun to lightly rain, and so you make your way back to the retreat house porch, where you sit in a rocker overlooking the gardens. How are you feeling now? What has changed in you? What depths of peace, healing, and hope begin to fill your heart as the rain continues? As you continue to absorb the garden, the holy place, and the presence of God. I conclude today's meditation with the poem, Advice from a Raindrop, by Kim Stafford. You think you're too small to make a difference? Tell me about it. You think you're helpless? At the mercy of forces beyond your control? Been there. Think you're doomed to disappear? Just one small voice among millions. That's no weakness. Trust me. That's your wild card, your trick, your implement, They won't see you coming until you're there in their faces, shining, festive, expendable, eternal. Sure, you're small, just one small part of a storm that changes everything. That's how you win, my friend. Again and again and again.